Absolutely love that tune from Leanna Crawford. That's How Can You Not. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, February 3rd, 7:19 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, it's Kaylin. Weather-wise today, looking mostly cloudy, a high of 33. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 13. Your winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 29. Right now, we're seeing about 16 degrees in Lancaster and Manheim.
And this morning, we are welcoming back Megan Chambers. She is our very special guest from Hinkletown Mennonite School and the Director of Enrollment and Marketing there. Megan, good morning again.
Good morning, Liam. Thank you.
Okay, so we talked about a lot with Hinkletown, and there's a lot that is standing out. Can you tell us a little bit about Hinkletown Mennonite School again?
Yes. Hinkletown Mennonite is a place where pre-K students through 12th grade are nurtured and taught with great academics, and also where teachers really try to teach to the heart of the student more than, you know, we're more than just academics.
Yeah.
We are social, we're emotional and spiritual. Our main focus is students learning and living God's purposes. And actually the teachers about a year and a half ago, they came together and put kind of the why behind what we do. They came up with a statement that we seek to educate and equip our school community so that all may know Christ as we expand God's kingdom.
Wow.
That's it in a nutshell.
Cool. Yeah, I love that. You guys have so many opportunities for students, for parents alike. And normally we ask our guests, do you have any great stories? But it sounds like Kaylin has a story that you guys both actually share. Tell us about your friend.
Yeah. Obviously, I know the Umble family who all three of their kids are at Hinkletown. So they're incredible. And we were talking about your internship programs and how as you go as a high school student, you do an internship program with a business in the in your local area. And my friend Juliana did one. I think it's, I cannot remember the exact business that she works for. I can't remember the name, but she does cabinetry. Mm-hmm. And I was talking when I saw Juliana do this, I was like, that is the coolest thing ever. That you're a senior in high school and she's getting into a craft in a business where most of the time young girls also probably aren't getting invested in that often.
Sure.
Usually it's a business you're grandfathered into or it takes a long time to get into that. But she now works there, has been working there for 2 years. She has just flourished. It's grown her so much. So it's just really incredible to see. And her brother, too.
Yes,
Kai is working in the area, and he just got accepted into Messiah for engineering.
Right.
Like, they're just incredible. And so it's been so cool to watch their family be affected by y'all's internship. It's so cool.
That's great. Yes, the opportunities that students are given really to just tailor their interests and really figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we feel like our job is in the high school, is to partner with families and students and give them opportunities and time and space to explore what that might be and prepare for life beyond high school.
Wow, that's so cool. I imagine that internships are happening later in high school. What other opportunities do other grade levels have in Hinkletown?
Oh, so many opportunities. You know, academics happen in the class along with field trip opportunities, outside exploration. We're actually coming up with starting our enrichment clusters where students get to choose kind of an extra club that they want to be a part of. And so it's furthering their personal interest. We have a campfire club for our middle schoolers where they'll build campfires outside in the afternoon. And last year, they invited the pre-kindergarten students to come roast marshmallows with them.
Oh my goodness.
It's just great opportunities for more than just book work.
Yeah.
But still, you know, leading and teaching students.
Yeah. And Hinkletown's giving the community an opportunity to see a production
coming
up. Tell us about that.
Our middle school performing arts will present Sherlock Holmes and the First Baker Street Irregular on Friday, February 27th and Saturday, February 28th. Can Wiggins outwit the legendary Sherlock Holmes? Join our Baker Street Irregulars on the last weekend in February for a race through London to catch a master criminal. So the weekend kicks off with the dinner theater on Friday night at 5:30.
Okay.
And then there's two performances on Saturday with a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7 p.m. show. And tickets are available for pre-purchase. Check out our website, hinkletownschool.org, for more information, or buy them at the door.
That's amazing. That sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. I'm sure you can confirm.
Yes, it will be great. And it really showcases 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are involved in all aspects of the show. So it gives them an opportunity to see what they like, whether it's behind the stage, behind the doing, you know, set production, or an actor on stage, or even serving in the dinner theater. You know, it's allowing them this opportunity to build community amongst all three grades and figure out what they like.
That's amazing. Probably a great opportunity for us to see the opportunities yeah. that these students have. Family visit days seem yes. like that would be a good opportunity as
Absolutely.
Well. Tell us about those.
Right. So this Thursday, February 5th, both our campuses, our pre-K through 8th and our high school campus, will be welcoming guests from 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. And next Wednesday, February 11th, our high school campus concludes visitation at 5, but we welcome everyone out to our pre-K through 8th grade campus through 8 o'clock next Wednesday.
Amazing. If folks want to find out more, is there a good website they can visit?
Absolutely. HinkletownSchool.org.
Okay, that's the place to go, HinkletownSchool.org, the place to go to see all the many opportunities that Hinkletown Mennonite School has to offer. Megan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much,
This is such a huge gift to see you. What has this been, the third time that we've gotten to see
each other? This is the third time,
yes. You haven't even been there a year.
I have not. I'm coming up on my anniversary in
a
couple weeks.
That's pretty amazing. Have a great rest of your day, Megan.
Thanks, Liam.
We're heading back to the music with For Him. Here's a man you should write about, FM 90.3 WJTO.